Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation. I was out the 12th Hour in the Elgin, Texas. Today is April the 16th, 2023. It is the 26th day of Abib, 2027. We will start our first service today with a song and then with a prayer, and then we'll go into a sermon taken from 2 Timely Greetings, number 7, and it's entitled The Time of the Time of Trouble and the Reward of the One's Faith in the Yahweh. Revival and Reformation precedes the great and dreadful day. As we go into number 7 now, the time of reading, I'm going to read from Yahshua's Object Lessons, page 43. Okay, we're in that the teacher of the secret truth can impart only that which he himself knows by experience. For the sower sowed his seed. For Yahshua taught the truth because he was the truth. So with his servant, those who would teach the word are to make it their own by a personal experience. In the presenting of the word of Yahweh unto others, they are not to make it a suppose so or a maybe. They should declare with the Apostle Peter, "We have not followed commonly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Savior, Yahshua, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Every minister of Yahshua and every teacher should be able to say with the beloved John, "For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and we bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us." How are Yahweh's servants to teach the truth? Well, they are to teach the positive truth, not by suppose, so or maybe, but by the certainty. If they speak not the positive truth, then what good can result? For the apostles did not preach Yahshua's resurrection and ascension as a theory, but as the positive truth. If our teaching consists of a supposing, and maybe then we will only be wasting our time, our energy, and the time of those who listen unto us. It will profit no one and harm all. We should now pray for the ability to teach only positive truth, only that which we know by the experience and authority. In the prayer thought, let's go now into our main sermon, The Time of the Time of Trouble. Okay, given by B.T. Hall, September 20th, 1947. Our subject for this afternoon is found in the Daniel, chapter 11 and 12. Chapter 12 contains the time of the trouble. But the time of the trouble is found in the 11th chapter of Daniel. For the 12th chapter is a continuation of the 11th chapter, where we shall begin our study with Daniel 12:4. "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even unto the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Daniel was told to shut and seal the book, even unto the time of the end. For the book, therefore, was not for the understanding of the people before the time of the end. So then, when the book is unsealed and understood, we may know that the time of the end has come. Besides this sign, though, there is the sign of men running to and fro, and an increase of the knowledge, where the whole world knows that throughout the years of the history prior unto our time, the horse was the means of the man's speediest transportation and communication, and this method continued throughout the centuries. The angels nevertheless informed Daniel that in the time of the end there would be a decided change, that men would then run to and fro. In touching the time of the time, touching the time of the end, according unto the Nahum's prophecy, inspiration declares, for the church shall rage in the streets. They shall just one against another, and the broad roads. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like the lightning. Nahum 2:4. Now that knowledge has been increased since the last century or longer, and now that steam, oil, and electric engines have revolutionized the world and have made it possible for men to run to and fro with the unprecedented speed, the subject stands as clear as crystal that we are now living in the time of the end. There can be no doubt about this. This is the positive truth, truth that you cannot gainsay, and yet believe the Bible and history. To find the beginning of the time of the end, we must read Daniel 11:40. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south, and then that king of the south is an Arab. He's a Palestinian, a Muslim. Push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with the chariots and with the horsemen and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. Not in, but at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at the king of the north. This prophetic war, therefore, marks the beginning of the time of the end, to find the time of the conflict between the two kings. We need to read Daniel 11:41-43. He shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but they shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon other countries, and the land of the Egypt shall not escape. For he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. Mark carefully that at the downfall of the king of the south, the king of the north expands and overthrows many countries, that he enters the glorious land of Palestine. But Edom, Moab, and the children of Ammon escape out of his hand. And remember that This work of the conquest was to begin at the time of the end. Hence, in the time of the end, the king of the south declines. That would be the Arabs in Egypt, while the king of the north expands. And since the conflict starts at the time of the end, the defeat of the one and the victory of the other are completed in and during the time of the end. And we're in that time right now. This battle is going on right now between the king of the north and the king of the south, the Arabs and the Israelites. Next, to learn when the years of the time of the end begin and who the king of the south and who the king of the north are, all you need to know is when such a clash began and who in the time of the end ceded Egypt and Palestine unto the enemy power. What power has as a result shrunk during the time of the end, and what power has expanded? There is but one answer, and that is, while the Ottoman Empire has been shrinking since 1669 AD, the British Empire has been expanding, and it today rules Egypt and Palestine. Hence today, Turkey is the king of the south and the Great Britain the king of the north. And according unto this prophetic conflict, the time of the end started at the beginning of the 18th century. Here is a map that demonstrates the rise and decline of the Ottoman Turkish Empire. Look at it, study it, and on the opposite page is the expansion of the English Empire during the same period of time. So I guess the king of the north would be the English Empire. I said it was the Jewish Empire. Actually, it's the Great Britain, I believe. Okay, it says, this you sit in motion and positive truth. This, you see, is the positive truth, not guesswork, not theory, not a far-fetched idea. Next note that Edom and Moab escape out of his hand. Yes, the king of the north shall lose them, and the second at the Second World War, as the Second World War has, however, brought the first reverses to Great Britain, and as we see her in the prophecy, her part in World War II must also be found in Daniel 11. Let us then study the remaining verses of this chapter. Daniel 11:44. The tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with a great fury for the destroying, for the utterly to make a way many. In the time of the end, after having overflown the previously mentioned countries, the king of the north is again seen in the conflict, but not with the king of the south. He is drawn into this last conflict by what is reported to him from the east and from the north. Now that World War II developed from the directions specified by the inspiration, Germany on the north and Japan on the east, besides Russia and the extreme north facts so fresh in our minds are bound to remove all doubt that World War II is the one spoken of here in the prophecy. And let us not forget that World War II has not actually ended, that it is yet to be finished. I say, in the face of these facts, now known worldwide, it is evident for one to deny what is here brought to light. Daniel 11:45, and he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain, yet he shall come unto his, and none shall help him. Now that Great Britain economic structure is in the grave danger of collapsing, and as her empire is fast erupting, we fear that the time fulfillment of the verse 45 is perhaps closer than one might realize. If only those who head the empire and also the heads of our own nation knew and understood prophecy, we believe Great Britain would come out victoriously, as did the Nineveh of old after the Jonah's great episode.